saw the Smith-Hill gang is holding a new round of hearings into the failure of 38 Studios, the infamous video game company that made our state's politicians a laughingstock and left taxpayers responsible for about $100 million in bond guarantees. The money went to Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling's company before it went bankrupt. Run by House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Karen McBeth, these hearings are supposed to get to the bottom of just how this deal was conceived. So far, McBeth has called for a state police review of the circumstances surrounding lawyer Mike Corso and his role in persuading former House Speaker Gordon Fox to push the Schilling subsidy. McBeth also says she wants to interview Schilling, the World Series hero who was not deposed during the state's long-running lawsuit against the law firms and financial advisors who advocated for the deal and collected plenty in fees while they did. There are some problems with this approach. First off, McBeth is a school principal, and there's nothing in her background to suggest that she has the expertise to probe this complicated mess. Another question? What will these hearings uncover that the state police and the lawsuit depositions haven't? The state lawsuit run by veteran trial lawyer Max Wistow is by far the best chance Rhode Island has to right the 38 Studios wrongs and recover money for state coffers. So far, settlements with two local law firms who worked on the deal have harvested about $17 million. Pending are suits against two financial services giants, Wells Fargo and First Southwest, that potentially could mean many millions more. The last thing Wistow and his legal team need is state house meddling. More hearings and the media attention they will inevitably draw are likely to complicate the lawsuit. They may even hurt as lawyers for the defendants use the state house hoopla to request even more continuances and delays in a case that should be ready for trial by spring. And what are the principals in this matter, who are lawyered up, going to say that they haven't already revealed under questioning in the civil suit, which has generated thousands of pages of testimony? What we know about this Rhode Island shuffle is that it was a two-step. The first was the behind-the-scenes work of Corso, Fox, and former House Finance Committee Chairman Steve Costantino to slip millions in bond guarantees into the state budget in the waning hours of the 2010 session. The second dance was for Kachiri to convince the Economic Development Corporation to hand over a good portion of that job development initiative to one company, 38 Studios. For all those who wring their hands over the lack of a two-party system at the State House to keep things honest, we give you the two pals who did this deal, conservative Republican Kachiri and Fox, a liberal Democrat. Fox is currently in federal prison after pleading guilty to corruption not related to the video game company. He obviously isn't going to cooperate on a probe that could only get him in more trouble and put more blemishes on his reputation. Unlike Fox, Kachiri does not appear to have been motivated by greed, but he may be guilty of hubris, pushing a deal he hoped would burnish his failed job development legacy over the prescient objections of a handful of people. What would be smart for the legislature to come up with are solutions that could avert another 38 Studios. A great start would be to stop end running the constitutional requirement that voters approve large bond issues. Another would be to change the Swiss cheese lobbying laws that allow the Corsos of the world to flout disclosure provisions with scant punishment. The current maximum $2,000 fine for a violation means nothing to someone who made $2 million off 38 Studios. Fox is getting his comeuppance in prison, and Kachiri can barely show his face publicly in Rhode Island. That may be all the justice the taxpayers will ever get, so let's focus on getting as much money as possible from the state's lawsuit.